and welcome to Myth Monsters. My name is Erin and I'll be your host for these little snack bite-sized podcasts on folklore and mythical monsters from around the world. These podcasts focus on the actual cryptids, folklore and mythic monsters from global mythology, rather than focusing on the full stories of heroes and their big adventures. I'll also be dropping in some references that they have to recent culture, and where you can see these represented in modern-day content so that you can learn more and get as obsessed as I am about these absolute legends of the mythological world. Happy Halloween! It's the spookiest day of the year. I hope your trick-or-treat costumes are ready and pumpkin spice lattes are coursing through your veins for this special episode on a truly legendary monster. Of course, I do save these really big monsters for Halloween specials, so if you have a favourite you've not seen yet, it might just be in my schedule for Halloween next year. I'm dressing up personally as Stephen Toast from Toast of London this year, as well as Crowley from Good Omens, so I will certainly put the pictures up as soon as I have them on Twitter. I would love to know what all of you are going as, but very happy Halloween tidings to you. Now, how to start a story so massive? That is really the question for this monster. So we, of course, are heading over to the US for this epic cryptid, and probably the most famous one of them all, Bigfoot or Sasquatch. Bigfoot is generally described as a large, muscular humanoid ape that stands at around 8 to 11 feet tall, with a coat of reddish brown or dark brown fur. He reportedly has an ape-like face, with a very furrowed brow and sharp canine teeth, and oversized feet and hands. However, through history, this report has changed, with him originally being very bear-like, with a rounder body like a bear walking on two legs, but has adapted over time to become more of an ape-man-like figure, with an almost completely human face and just a lot of body hair. His arms are noted to be almost too long for his body, with really broad shoulders and no visible neck to speak of. Now, Bigfoot does get his name from his big feet, and the footprints of Bigfoot are said to be as large as 24 inches long by 7 inches wide, which is absolutely massive. He walks with a slouched gait, which is very similar to large apes, and is not known to have any eye shine, which is when you catch an animal in the dark and their eyes reflect back at you. Humans and great apes don't have this, meaning that you cannot spot him amongst the darkness like you would birds, and birds of prey specifically, raccoons or foxes. Bigfoot apparently smells as bad as you can imagine a big hairy monkey man to smell of. And to quote, imagine a skunk that had rolled around in dead animals and then hung around garbage pits. It's said that he can also howl and scream, but then there are other reports that say he can communicate in infrasound. Some others have said they create their own language, as well as wood knocking for communication between the species. They are supposedly nocturnal and very solitary, but we do believe that in terms of reproduction, they come together to mate and will have pods with children. They are most likely omnivores due to their humanoid DNA, and are believed to feed on plants, as well as deer, rabbit, salmon, elk, and bear, as well as fruits and nuts that they will naturally forage in the wilderness. They are particularly wary of humans, and will naturally avoid us, meaning that they are incredibly hard to catch and or prove any source as gospel. And I will also add here that I have been talking about Bigfoot as he, but this is just natural to me when talking about him colloquially. However, there are both genders noted within folklore, and Bigfoot is a name of a species, not a specific one. In regards to where you can find one, well, the most common area, as it is only found in the United States, is most commonly within the Northwest region. This covers Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming officially, but he has been seen throughout the entirety of North America, which does include Canada too. Bigfoot has been spotted in every single state in the US other than Hawaii, which makes sense as they have their own mythology and they're pretty far away from everyone else. The most likely place to spot one is within Washington State, within the mountainous areas that are really thick with woodland. But Bigfoot are most likely to find their homes within caves or even tree teepees, as well as sometimes to be reported to make floor nests, much like gorillas and those larger ape species. Now, Bigfoot has no specific powers, like, at all. I guess its only power is to be super elusive, and apparently really, really good, like Matrix-style good at missing bullets and tanking tranquilizer darts. There have never been any bodies of Bigfoot recovered, and so we don't actually know how long they live for, what they can die of, if they can catch any diseases or have any conditions. So we really don't know very much about these monsters, bar their basic description, as they are just so hard to spot and find. Those who have supposedly caught or shot Bigfoot have either never been able to find the body, or the bodies have been removed after discovery by an unknown force. But let's move on to etymology. Now, the origin of this monster is where it gets really interesting, and actually where the bulk of the information comes from in regards to research. Now, Bigfoot, of course, is English, and comes from the fact that they have massive feet. Who knew? But Sasquatch is a Native American word from the Haukomelem language spoken by the Chehalis tribe in British Columbia in Canada, and this means wild man or hairy man. There is also very famously a region of Canada called Saskatchewan, which some people believe comes from an abundance of Sasquatch. But I'm really sorry to bust this myth. It comes from the Saskatchewan River and is the Cree word for swift flowing river, not the monster we know and love. Just to bust that one up. I guess too, this is also where I have to explain Sasquatch and Bigfoot differences. And trust me, I had to look this up myself. I always thought they were two separate things. Alas, they are not. Sasquatch is the official name for Bigfoot, and is technically the species name, whereas Bigfoot is a colloquial nickname for this monster. There are several different types of Sasquatch under this umbrella term, such as the cousin monsters of Bigfoot. We have the Yeti, or the Abominable Snowman, the Yowie, the Skunk Ape, the Yeren, or the Almas, which are all considered other ape men like cryptids from all over the world, and I'll get into them more later. So, I guess this is just a fun fact, but also something to note. I'm only going to be referring to Bigfoot in this episode, and not the others of the Sasquatch species. And, even more interesting than all of this etymology and breaking down of species names, is their history. And we have a really delightful background for this one, as it does have roots so far back into history, as well as American history, but also really recently into cryptozoology, merging mythology into it and folklore into it from all over the world, which makes it a lot more interesting to research, and I hope a lot more interesting to listen to. Now, most cultures do have a hairy humanoid within their ancient folklore, much like the sister monsters that I mentioned previously, which are from all over the world. Therefore, it is believed that the Sasquatch most likely is a variant folktale of the European wild man stories, which go back even further to medieval times in around 407 BC, meaning that this monster might go all the way back, not only to Europe, but all this way back in history too, inspiring many monsters to come across the world, and realistically might be starting a whole species tangent on its own. But Bigfoot himself was first mentioned within native folklore, which you probably guessed from the Sasquatch etymology, and we don't know how far this goes back, just due to the lack of knowledge and opening up around native folklore to outsiders, which we understand that happens if you've listened to any of my native monster podcasts. However, what we do know is that the Chehalis tribe in Canada use Sasquatch to describe a shape-shifting monster that protects the forest. Now, whilst this doesn't describe Bigfoot entirely, it certainly gives us a good idea of a monster underneath this name, and especially a forest-dwelling one. Many other Native American tribes also mention this monster under different language names too, such as the Lummi tribe from Washington, and the Iroquois tribe from New York. The first written account of Bigfoot, though, was all the way back in 1811, when America was a relatively new official country. And an English explorer, David Thompson, who was mapping the states in Canada, wrote in his book that the Spokanes believe in a race of giants which inhabit a certain mountain to the west of us. The Spokanes were a local tribe in Washington, and they told him about a hairy giant race who lived on salmon, and they would steal people from their tribe in their sleep to take back to their mountain homes. David Thompson was also the first person to record a Bigfoot footprint, which was 1.5 feet long. Later on, in 1840, reports of those salmon-stealing monsters made it into the Christian public of the US, with them being reported to live within those mountains of Spokane in Washington by all of the missionaries going out to try and convert the natives. More reports of the monsters started getting out to the American public within the 1840s, and then in 1893, President Theodore Roosevelt wrote in his book that he was told about the hairy humanoid mountain men that stank and would be aggressive towards people if they got too close. However, even Teddy Roosevelt had his doubts in the man who told him this story, as he had German ancestry and thought it may have been a grim tale from there. Now we're going to skip over to the 1900s, which is only 7 years from that, and in 1924, a bunch of gold prospectors from Oregon reportedly got into a fight with a group of ape men whilst in a gorge near Mount St. Helens. They fought them off with guns versus rock throwing from the ape men, and the prospectors ended up fleeing in the middle of the night, giving the area a new name, Ape Canyon, which it has to this day, and it is still really prevalent for Bigfoot sightings. In 1958, when laying concrete in California, a man called Jerry Crew found a human-looking footprint in the mud that was 16 inches tall. His crew told him that they had previously found others like this on other sites around the area, as well as things being moved unnaturally without a trace. They started calling the monster Bigfoot, and a plaster cast was made of the print, and it became the first ever published evidence of the monster in the Northwest, and the term Bigfoot was officially coined. However, in 2002, it was discovered that Jerry Crew had a collection of wooden feet in his basement, and he was actually responsible for the prints. And in 1930, foresters came forward to take claim on the Ape Canyon rock throwing too, so both of them unfortunately were proved to be hoaxes. There is another explanation to the Bigfoot nickname, and that is of Chief Bigfoot, who was a Wyandot chief, who was generally a massive man, but he also had massive feet. He was nicknamed this by the local town, and still has a park and a school nicknamed after him in Wisconsin. As well as this, there were two historically large bears in California who were both named Bigfoot, as they were around 2,000 pounds heavy, and they apparently had supernatural powers attached to them because they were so large. However, this was just something that went around in the local town. It's not something that we can really 100% say contributed to the Bigfoot myth, but it is quite a fun one. In 1967, though, the most famous incident around Bigfoot happened, and this was called the Patterson-Gimlin film. Now, you might not know the name of this, but you've most likely seen images from this film, including the one I have used in my advertising all this week. This is the most famous image of Bigfoot, and it's the one that is very often used to prove its existence. So, considering it was in 1967, it's quite crazy that it is the only thing that really most people go to. This was filmed in Northern California, and it was 59 seconds long, where a supposed Bigfoot runs out of frame. This tape is still debated to this day, and there are countless books and documentaries about this footage. Honestly, I could write a whole episode just on this tape, so I will keep it short. I really recommend trying to find a copy of it if you can. I believe it's on YouTube, but it's definitely worth having a look at, and you most likely will recognise it. But there have been countless sightings from the 1960s up to the present day. Altogether, there have been over 10,000 Bigfoot sightings recorded in the US, which is a huge amount for a cryptid, and they are still being recorded every single day. Alongside sightings, there have been countless pieces of evidence given in to be studied, such as footprint copies, hair, DNA, body prints, and photos, all of which have been studied and found not to be anything out of the ordinary, or they are still being studied and debated about to this day. But alongside evidence and sightings, there are always hoaxes, and we've gone over two of them already, but Bigfoot is truly a champion of hoaxes within the cryptid space. From 1968 all the way to 2022, there have been at least 8 large-scale and convincing hoaxes around Bigfoot, such as frozen corpses made of latex or rubber, live specimens that never existed, animal Frankensteins, and gorilla skulls, all of which garnered fame and fortune for the people creating them up until they were busted. And every single one of them was busted. So what about studies? Have they actually found anything over the years? Yes and no. There have been countless studies over the years, with most of them concluding that the monster does and could not exist through tracking the US countryside. They've also done a few DNA investigations, mostly of hair, one of which was in 2014 at the University of Oxford, who found it to be black and brown bear hair, as well as a load of other woodland creatures from the US. However, they did find DNA from an extinct type of polar bear from over 40,000 years ago, but when they ran this test a second time, it was concluded that it was brown bear fur, which is really quite disappointing. In 2019, the FBI did a DNA test on hairs collected from 1976 and found that they were all deer family hair, so it's been pretty slim since all of those. We've not seen another Bigfoot investigation since COVID properly, other than the hoax in 2022, so let's hope there's a recent study soon and we can have a look with all of our most recent technology to see what we've got. There was, though, a really interesting study done in 2012 from a veterinarian who said she had found evidence of a human relative that was from around 15,000 years ago, a type of Homo sapien mixed with an ape species of some kind. If this was proven to be true, this would be a marvel in terms of genetics, but in order to prove that this really existed and that we could show that human evolution has been very much proven and is still physically happening, it would be a really big deal. However, the vet was not a geneticist, and so her report is generally considered to be poorly investigated, and it wasn't peer-reviewed for authenticity or accuracy before it went out, so it really is very much thrown into the gutter, and people don't really consider it a piece of research, but I think it's very interesting to look into. This moves us on very nicely onto explanations for the monster, and honestly, most of them have already been covered, but there are some interesting ideas that I can kind of get behind. The most likely explanation is that of black or brown bears. Black bears are known to walk around on their hind legs, and they're not massively fond of humans being around the area, and they are a bear species that will naturally try and leave rather than confront you. Another explanation is it's just people and misidentification. There's a condition I covered in my last Halloween special, known as hypertrichosis, which is increased hair growth across the entire body, and it's also known as werewolf syndrome. It's a really, really rare disease, but it is more typically turning up in Latin and native genes, so it could simply be a case of someone way back in the 1700s seeing someone with a hair condition. Of course, we do also have to consider that people are aware of this cryptid, and there will always be people who get up and put on a gorilla suit and run out and say they're Bigfoot. This has actually been covered in the show A Thousand Ways to Die. Someone thought that it was funny their neighbour was really into Bigfoot hunting. He decided to go out in a Bigfoot suit and was shot on sight with a tranquilizer, but she had loaded the tranquilizer gun with enough tranquilizer to kill a large horse, And so the guy died. And so we kind of have to consider that humans are also really stupid and sometimes have no natural preservation. Lastly, it's thought that monkeys or apes escaped from collectors or zoos could be the culprit, as the sightings are usually close enough to human civilization. And the other most common is, of course, that it could be that thought extinct lower evolution of humans, or Homo sapiens that have managed to survive amid numerous ice ages and industrial revolutions. These creatures have been dubbed Gigantopithecus in Latin, and they have been proven to exist within archaeology and fossils, but nothing yet in bone or anything fleshy that we could study. But more excitingly, for mythical comparisons, there are loads, but these are all sister monsters that come under the Sasquatch species. There are most famously the Yeti from Nepalese folklore, who are not white, as the films say, but also the brown, reddish kind of fur bipedal apes. There's also another American cryptid called the Skunk Ape, who is another ape man, and is known to wander around the woodland areas of the southeast United States instead. In South America, there's the Maricoxie, in Australia there's the Yowie, and in China and Mongolia there is the Yeren and the Almas. All of these I'll cover in their own episodes, but I have covered the Yowie already, as well as the Yeti for last year's holiday special, if you do want to check them out. So why is Bigfoot so famous? Why is this monster specifically the cryptid king? Well, the answer to that is that we don't really know. Cryptozoology is a relatively new pseudoscience, which started in 1955 officially, which is around the same time that Bigfoot started to become more famous. However, I personally think it's probably because it's one of the more believable monsters out there, considering that it could just be a lesser evolved human, and people have seen evidence with this within science and within genealogy. It makes sense, but we do also have to take into account that this monster is from the USA, where mythology isn't really a thing because the country itself is so new. Native mythology really is US mythology, but the non-native public created cryptozoology for the new US, and Bigfoot is a perfect poster child for this. Having been seen across the whole US at some point, it's the perfect representation of an American monster, and for a considered US pseudoscience, it makes sense that this monster is crowned king of cryptids. Lastly, we do have to speak about its cultural impact, leading on from this American yay monster. Bigfoot is a big thing in the USA. There are organizations set up to record Bigfoot sightings and investigate them, such as the Bigfoot Field Research Organization, which has its own database of Bigfoot resources and even provides credibility checks for hunters. And that's another thing, there are actively Bigfoot hunters in the US, much like there are Loch Ness monster hunters here in Scotland. There are also countless conspiracy theories around Bigfoot, such as government cover-ups with bodies, alien accusations, and Bigfoot being within Area 51, for example. So it does, of course, invoke that creative brain streak too. But Bigfoot has become a part of the American identity within the cryptid and mythology or folklore space, as well as being an American icon within itself. 1 in 10 Americans believe in Bigfoot, and there are music festivals, companies, amusement parks, and even a Marvel superhero based on this monster. He naturally encourages tourism from Bigfoot hunters, or squatchers as they are coined, as well as being the perfect mascot for any Pacific Northwest sports team. He is very often used in environmental campaigns against causes like deforestation and climate change, as well as being named the social distancing champion during the COVID-19 pandemic by the US government themselves. But moving on from all that lovely origin, with a Halloween special, it wouldn't be a special without a quiz in the middle, would it? I did say it would be interactive. So what I'll do is I'll read out these quiz questions, and then I will post them in polls on Twitter so that I can see your answers, but do feel free to shout them out in the car or wherever you are listening to this. Now, some of these have not been covered in the podcast already, and they may be general knowledge or modern media questions, so the intention is for it to be tricky. But if you're ready, let's go. Question 1. When was the famous Patterson-Gimlin Bigfoot video recorded? A. 1972, B. 1965, C. 1967, or D. 1983? Question 2. What percentage of the American public believe Bigfoot exists? A. 3.1%, B. 17.6%, C. 39%, or D. 64.2%? Question 3. Which state has the most sightings of Bigfoot? A. Ohio, B. Utah, C. Washington, or D. Oregon? Question 4. Which state is the only one to not have a reported Bigfoot sighting? Is it A. Delaware, B. South Carolina, C. New Jersey, D. Hawaii? Question 5. The word Sasquatch comes from the folklore of which Native American tribe? Question 6. Which American comedy duo wrote the song Papageno in tribute to the Sasquatch? Question 7. What are the sister monsters to Sasquatch? Question 8. What does Bigfoot smell of? Question 9. What is the scientific name for Bigfoot? And lastly, question 10. What is the most common animal explanation for Bigfoot? A. Orangutans, B. Humans, C. Gorillas, or D. Black bears? And that's it. I hope you enjoyed that. I will have the questions up on Twitter by the end of the day, so you can show off your Bigfoot knowledge. I will also be posting the answers within the week, so you can make sure that you got all of yours right too. If I covered them in the episode would be forever long, so I won't put you through it.
Welcome to Tabletop. My name is Nick, and I think that fudging dice rolls is totally okay.
Hey, it's me, Franco, and rolling for initiative sucks.
I'm Daniel, and I think you should modify your first level characters as much as you want.
And I'm Shade, and if your TTRPG hasn't evolved into a LARP, you've done it wrong.
And we all host Tabletopped, a TTRPG podcast about all things games and storytelling.
And sometimes we have game designers, professional researchers, and even the occasional owlbear.
If this interests you, listen to Tabletop every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Tabletop is a proud member of the Helios Network.
Now, on to modern media. There are absolutely loads for Bigfoot, so I've had to pick the most popular. I'm really sorry if something you love has been missed, but either way, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. For art, though, I would always recommend having a look at the hoax or the believed pictures of Bigfoot, as well as the tape. However, it's a cryptid, so have a look at independent art this week for Bigfoot and for Sasquatch. Support your local artists with this one. It's one of the most common cryptids you can get. In movies, we have Bigfoot 1970, Bigfoot 1987, Bigfoot 2006, Bigfoot 2012, The Cabin in the Woods, My Little Pony, The Son of Bigfoot, Half Human, A Goofy Movie, Drawing Flies, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Cry Wilderness, Missing Link, Harry and the Hendersons, Smallfoot, Open Season, Big Trouble in Little China, Kong Skull Island, Dawn of the Beast, The Legend of Boggy Creek, Letters from the Big Man, Star Wars, Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny, Primal Rage, Exists, Night of the Demon, The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot, Hotel Transylvania, Little Bigfoot, Night Claws, They Call Him Sasquatch, Willow Creek, Turkey Hollow, Valley of the Sasquatches, Tickles the Clown, and Uncle Boon Me, who can recall his past lives. For TV, we have Finding Bigfoot, Tenacious D the Series, The Invisible Man, DuckTales, Phineas and Ferb, The $6 Million Man, Trailer Park Boys, Harry and the Hendersons, Ancient Aliens, Unsolved Mysteries, Destination Truth, Animal X, Futurama, The Simpsons, Courage the Cowardly Dog, Powerpuff Girls, The Pentaverate, Super Sentai, Dexter's Laboratory, Mr. Pickles, We Bare Bears, The A-Team, Round the Twist, She-Zao, Timon and Pumbaa, Gravity Falls, Lost Tapes, The Goodies, Sanctuary, Ultraman, In Search Of, MacGyver, Castle, Honey I Shrunk the Kids, Masked Rider, Chasing Bigfoot, The Quest for the Truth, Monster Warriors, Reservation Dogs, 1000 Ways to Die, Ben 10, Family Guy, Scooby-Doo, The Secret Saturdays, and X-Men. In video games, we have ones such as Bigfoot, Anno Mutationem, Darkstalkers, Assassin's Creed 3, Grand Theft Auto 5, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, WarioWare Gold, Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare, Pop Tropica, Big Face Marsh, The Sims, Arcanum, Tony Hawk's Underground 2, Sam and Max Hit the Road, Banjo-Tooie, Ski Resort Tycoon, Zoo Tycoon, Riddle School, Pokemon, NetHack, Monster Rancher 2, Diablo 2, Elder Scrolls Skyrim, Mother, Delta Force, Metal Slug, Final Fantasy, Brave the Search for Spirit Dancer, and Ben Jordan, Paranormal Investigator. My book recommendation this week is for Ape Man, Bigfoot, Yeti, and the Last Neanderthal, A Geneticist's Search for Modern Ape Men by Brian Sykes. It's a great book on Sasquatches and all of their cousins. I recommended it for the Yeti episode as well. It's a really, really good book on this whole species. Or there is On the Trail of Bigfoot, Tracking the Enigmatic Giants of the Forest by Mike Dupler, for some really cool tracking experience if you're at all interested in that side of the monster too and the hunting epidemic, I suppose. But now it's time for Do I Think They Existed? No, that's it. End the segment. I have nothing else to say. I'm really sorry to my diehard cryptid fans. Bigfoot to me as a Brit feels very American. And that's not a bad thing, but it's almost as much as Stars and Stripes, barbecues, Walmart and apple pie. Whilst I love you all dearly, this one is just a bit too much for me. But that's also what I love about this monster. I love that Bigfoot is this unconventional American icon, and I'm so glad that he is embraced as that by Americans as well. It's just a little bit strange from across the pond, but I respect it. Bigfoot also encapsulates the cryptid community as possibly the biggest and most famous of them all, and I see why he has that place in history, and long may it continue. However, my personal opinion is that this is probably a man in a monkey suit, and it's just become something so crazy, I honestly do not know or understand, considering the internet was not a thing back in the late 60s. How did Bigfoot become something we talk about in the UK? It is just wild. Also, if something as massive as this existed, I just believe that we would have found it by now, which is my opinion on most larger cryptids that are more than one in terms of population. What I do like, though, is that people are still so committed to finding him. And like I say almost every episode, I love that folklore, mythology, and even cryptozoology are kept alive by this kind of belief. And that keeps me in a job as your podcast host, but it mostly just fills my heart with joy as an amateur folklorist and someone who is so passionate about embracing your country's culture and where you are from. It's ones like these that I'm really glad to keep interested in so that the scientific community gets involved and we can get answers for all these Bigfoot believers. So please do keep going, believe as much as you want. But as an added tidbit, my favourite ever, personally, portrayal of Bigfoot in media is within the Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny movie. My family and I still sing, "Bigfoot is my father and he wants to protect me," with all of my soul at every single family gathering. And when I said to my sister that I was covering Bigfoot, she sent me that video immediately and we just sat and giggled at it. If you have not seen the Sasquatch song from Tenacious D, obviously if you are younger than 18, please be wary of swears, but it's fantastic, very, very funny. But what do you think? Does Bigfoot roam the trails of the US woodlands? Let me know on Twitter about this one. I would love to know what you think. But what a legend to cover for this spooky season. I am thrilled that we got to do this. I've been waiting 3 years for the appropriate time to bring him on, with so many questions and suggestions on making sure that he is covered. So I hope I have met your expectations, the most demanding of cryptid fans. He truly is an icon of cryptozoology, and really why any of it exists. So it is an honour, truly, to report about it. Just to sign off, I want to wish you all a very happy and safe Halloween, or Soan if you celebrate like I do. I'm sure you'll have an amazing day. Send me your costumes if you're wearing them. I love to see them, and I'll be sure to pop up my own somewhere. Next week, though, we're heading down under for an Australian cryptid, and one that you may have seen before, but not really. At least on the Crocodile Hunter you have. We are looking at the fearsome Drop Bear next week, so I hope you are smothered in Vegemite and checking all of the gum trees for these blighters next Thursday. I am at BlizzCon in Anaheim, California this weekend to get my World of Warcraft and Diablo fangirl on, so if you are there, if you are around, please do stop and say hello. You cannot miss me. I have bright ginger hair and mythology tattoos. I don't know what else to say. But if you are there, give us a shout. For now, though, thank you so much for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give it a rating on the service you are listening on. I've got the Twitter for any questions or suggestions on what monsters to cover next, and I'd really love to hear from you. The social media handles for TikTok, YouTube and Instagram are Myth Monsters Podcast, and the Twitter is Myth Monsters Pod. But all of our content can always be found at mythmonsters.co.uk, and you can find us on Good Pods, Buy Me a Coffee, and Patreon if you want to help me fund the podcast too. Come join the fun though, share this with your pals. They might love me as much as you do. But for now, stay the spookiest, and I'll see you later, babes.